A new city council report estimates the city's jail population will be cut in half by 2026 when Mayor de Blasio wants to close Rikers Island. Steve Burns has details.
It could be one of Mayor de Blasio's lasting legacies, closing Rikers Island. The city council is set to take a vote on Thursday. Ahead of that vote, some new numbers from the mayor's office and city council.
It's important for us to understand how many people we think would be in our custody by that date.
That date is 2026, when Rikers would close and be replaced by smaller jails in Manhattan, Brooklyn, Queens, and the Bronx. Liz Glazer in the mayor's Office of Criminal Justice says their analysis projects the city's jail population to go from around 7,000 today to about 3,300 by the time Rikers would close.
Reflects a kind of virtuous cycle in which New Yorkers are just simply committing fewer crimes. PD is arresting less. Courts are putting fewer people in jail.
But this is all a political con game, in the words of Elias Husamuddin at the Correction Officers Benevolent Association.
I don't think they can make this prediction. I don't think they know what's going to be happening in 2026.
He says the city only wants to close Rikers for the land, not because of anything to do with crime rates. Steve Burns, WCBS, News Radio 880.